it's time for our weekly segment with David Hellman of DallasCowboys.com.
All right, here we go. David Hellman with us on Mondays at 5 o'clock. That now is because of the Cowboys schedule, moved him to Tuesday on occasion, and he joins us now live, Paul Catalina in studio, and I'm David Smoke. David, they're 3-0. That's all they can be. They've played three teams. They're not the ones that made up the schedule. They have dominated. Your thoughts, though, New Orleans Sunday night, what kind of test this might be?
Yeah, I think, I mean, you're right. The three teams they've played to this point are not very good, but I feel like there's a subsect of people that think, you know, Drew Brees isn't playing this game, and that makes it an easy matchup for the Cowboys. Obviously, Brees makes it harder, but I think you're crazy if you don't think this will be a challenge for them. I mean, you just saw the Saints go up to Seattle and win against the Seahawks in that building, which is one of the toughest in the NFL to play in. I actually looked this up today. Since the Superdome opened in 1975, the Cowboys are 3-7 playing there, which is kind of surprising when you think about how bad the Saints were for the first 20 or 30 years they were playing there. So even in years when the Saints aren't good, that's not an easy place to play. So this should be a pretty good test and see how good they actually are.
And the Cowboys also catch Teddy Bridgewater after he's already had a start to kind of adjust into being in the number one role. And Taysom Hill with whatever package he's going to be in. So the Saints have had a game to kind of work out some of the kinks too. So that makes them even more dangerous, doesn't it?
Yeah. If you go and I actually retweeted it yesterday, there's a cut up on Twitter of all of Teddy Bridgewater's throws in that game in Seattle. And I don't mean this as a, you know, I'm not trying to throw shade at the guy. It's a lot of checkdowns. And I think that's because of how many weapons the Saints have at the skill positions. Obviously, Kamara, Michael Thomas, even Taysom Hill. There are guys on that team that can make it easy on Teddy Bridgewater. I think it's going to be a big test for the Cowboys. Tackling hasn't been perfect through three games. They're going to need to be much better at it if you're going to limit guys like Kamara, you know, from turning 6-yard catches into 30-yard gains.
Who has replaced, excuse me, Ingram was more the power back. Paul, go ahead.
Yeah, with the...
I'm sorry. I was dying, but that's okay. Thank you for coming to my help here.
I was trying to follow your line of questioning.
They had Kamara. They had Ingram. Ingram's now gone, but who now is the offset when Kamara? Who else are they using now in their running game?
That's the funny thing. I mean, they signed Latavius Murray, who's a big, powerful back, and the expectation was that he was going to be the new Ingram, but go watch the Saints' first three games. That guy's name is Alvin Kamara. He's doing all of it. You know, I think he got like 90% of the snaps against the Seahawks the other day. He was catching the ball out of the backfield. He was running screens, but he was running between the tackles and looking pretty powerful doing it. I think, you know, because of the nature of his game, people think of him as like Darren Sproles, like this little scat back, and that's just not the case. I mean, he's not Mark Ingram or Latavius Murray in terms of his size, but he's a powerful guy, and maybe the most impressive thing about him is his balance. He is not an easy guy to tackle, and I think that's what allows him to do that. So I don't know how they're going to divvy it up, but I think they're going to get a healthy dose of Alvin Kamara on Sunday night.
Did the defense, even though it was the Dolphins, did they make strides this last week?
It's funny you say that because, like, you watch the first half of that game and it sure didn't look like it. I mean, the Dolphins were averaging 170 yards per game heading into that one, and they had 207, I think, at halftime. Obviously, they clamped down, and you know, you get credit for the whole game, not just the first half. But there were definitely things that troubled you in that first half. Obviously, the pass rush. This team still hasn't gotten an interception, which is kind of troubling. But I think when you look at the totality of that game, I think they did make strides just because of how dominant they were able to be in the second half. And again, I know it's the Dolphins, but no points in the second half. And I think they were 0-7 on third down and finished the half with 65 yards of offense. So, yeah, I mean, you'll take that every time.
Yeah, that you know, the bottom line is they gave up 6 points. And I actually thought early on that the Dolphins had a pretty good game plan. You know, they were trying to move the ball with a short passing game. And I thought, what did you think of Rosen? I thought he looked like he managed the game pretty well until the Cowboys started to tighten him up.
I'm not a scout, but I liked Josh Rosen a lot coming out of that draft. Like, everybody kind of wrote him off, and I think he was the third or fourth quarterback drafted. He obviously hasn't had as much success as some of the other guys that came out of that draft, but he's also been on two really, really awful teams. So, you know, I don't feel that bad for him because he's still a millionaire quarterback at the end of the day, but I'm not sure he's really had a great chance to showcase his skills, because I agree with you. I think he's looked pretty decent given what he's had to work with.
Darian Thompson, do you expect to see him start again, or do you think Xavier Woods might get in the lineup?
The expectation is that Xavier Woods will be back at practice tomorrow. I hesitate to like say that for sure, because the Cowboys love to throw curveballs at you, but they're optimistic he'll be able to practice tomorrow. And if you're practicing Wednesday, it's usually a good sign for your availability on Sunday. So at least a little bit of optimism that he should be able to play in this game.
The Bridgewater clips, the completions, and I saw your tweet, David, threw it all over the place, but they're all underneath. Like, they're all – but isn't that really what the Saints were? Not that they didn't take a shot at Michael Thomas on occasion with Breeze, but isn't that kind of who they've been, kind of the dink and dunk and let the guys get loose and break tackles in the open field?
I think I would disagree with that.
Okay.
I've watched so much of Drew Brees in my life. And, yeah, I mean, you know, you're not throwing it 60 yards downfield every single time. But Drew Brees is so impressive. Like, I think he's got the best pocket presence of any quarterback in recent memory, just in his ability to, like, reframe the pocket with, like, the most subtle steps. And it enables him to hang in there long enough to make throws 18, 25 yards down the field. You see it, like, he's not afraid to work the seams with his tight ends. He hasn't done it as much since, like, Jimmy Graham left town, but he hasn't been afraid to make those types of throws. Whereas, and again, it's one game, so who knows what Sean Payton's going to have Teddy Bridgewater doing in this matchup. But I thought the underneath stuff was a little bit more prevalent just to get Teddy Bridgewater comfortable, and that totally makes sense. Like I said, I don't think Drew Brees is throwing at 60 yards on every snap, but I thought it was a pretty clear difference between what Brees feels comfortable doing and what you saw from Teddy Bridgewater.
Boy, Alvin Kamara, 16 touches. This is very Ezekiel. Zeke could do this as well. 16 catches or 16 touches running the football, 4.3 a touchdown, 9 catches for 92 yards and a score. 10 times they targeted him.
Yeah, you don't ever want to overreact, but like his versatility is impressive. And like I said, I mean, he doesn't get credit for being a good runner because he hasn't needed to when they've had Mark Ingram, but he did A-OK as a traditional running back, and then he still brings all of that elusiveness and receiving ability to the table too. So if he's durable enough and fresh enough to get 90% of the snaps, I don't know why you'd bother worrying with the backup, because, man, he sure looked like he could do it all on Sunday.
Paul, anything else? David, thank you.